Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Cat. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We
give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening out there. Welcome in to Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan. This is our portion of Community Connection. And today we have a lady coming on that's going to give us some community update, Miss Grace Yu. And I say you for you. But before we get started, I just want to remind you guys out there that the weather is changing. Mm-hmm. Load up on your vitamin D. Load up on your zinc. Put turmeric powder in everything that you eat and drink. And as far as keeping that immune system built up out there, eucalyptus is the key. There is eucalyptus soap. Buy up many, many cases of it. When you go out and you come back in from the elements, wash your body with that eucalyptus soap. It is a immune builder. And on that thing, in order for us to keep moving forward here, you know, when we're going through a lot of difficulties, and we all going through difficulties, and it's holiday time too, I'd like to share this with you. As you meet various trials and difficulties, thus polishing all the many facets of the jewel, which is life, you will learn to walk the supreme pathway of humanity. Of this, I am confident, and I am confident, too, that those who embrace life's native creativity now stand and will continue to stand in the vanguard of history, bringing the creativity of life to its fullest, flowering its work of human revolution as moving from the in to the out. And carrying out this kind of human revolution is your mission now, and it will be throughout your lives. And the lady that I have coming on with us this evening, she knows how to push that through. I'm going to play this song for her because, you know, we give a message to the music. We're old school here. Welcome in to Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan. Listen in.
Come to me wild and wild.
Yes, I wanted to bring you in on that to give you something to think about, because this lady that's coming on with us this evening, Grace You, I always say you is for you, is a phenomenal, heartfelt, sincere, authentic person that can get the job done. You know the name. She ran city council. Didn't turn out too well, but that didn't mean anything. They're having some problems up there. Seemed like they should have went the other way. But this evening, Grace is going to come on and give some update, and she gives you factual information. So listen, listen very, very close. No matter what she's involved in, any way that I can help her, I'm behind her 100% for the simple reason she moves strictly with the heart. But the most important thing is she has the capabilities to get the job done. Grace, you are you on the air with us this evening?
I certainly am. Thank you so much for this warm welcome, Linda. I feel the love, and the music was just so delightful. Thank
you.
Such a pleasure to be with you.
It's a pleasure to have you here. And Grace, you know we are very appreciative here because we know you have a very, very busy schedule, and any opportunity I can get to have you come on and care and share with us and bring it to us and give us some update, we have so much appreciation here. So I'm just going to be quiet over here and tell everybody, get your pencils and papers out, clean the wax out of your ears, and pay close attention because she's going to bring you some update.
Well, you know, let's start with some positives that we have in the community here in Los Angeles.
Okay.
We have, you know, $50 gift cards for people who are getting their vaccinations for the first time during the month of October and November.
Ooh.
And if you need some of this, you know, go ahead and let Linda know that you got your vaccine, and we're happy to get you that $50 gift card.
Okay.
I wanted to share with that. This comes through St. Barnabas Senior Services, where we have partnered with Partners in Health to make sure that we can bring more people to be safer and healthier. So happy to share that with everyone listening. I also want to let people know that, you know, if you find a neighbor has left junk on the street, like lots of big, huge furniture, 311 is where you need to call. I don't know if you all heard about this one home where they've been hoarding. I mean, it's been on the local news here on Channel 2, Channel 7, Channel 4, talking about how this person has been hoarding, and you could see it. It is just atrocious. It's unbelievable. There's barely any room to squeeze in to get into the house.
Mm.
A neighbor has been complaining to the city for 10 years to no avail. Finally, they got through. Finally. And the homeowner said she will be cleaning this up.
Mm.
But can you imagine living next door to someone who, you know, it's one thing to be hoarding inside your house, but to be on the front yard, going in and encroaching into your driveway space as well because of all this 8-foot-tall worth of junk and hoarding. Can you imagine that? I don't know if you saw it, but when I saw it, I was like, I am mortified.
What area? Because, you know, I move around a lot, but then since the event, I'm not out there like I am. What area was this?
Exactly. So it's the northern portion of Koreatown.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
So.
Well, I'm glad that
exactly.
I'm sorry.
Finally, but I feel for the neighbors. Why did the city take so long? It's a fire hazard. It's a health hazard. We need to do better.
Well, yeah, well, we know that. We all know that. That's why Grace You is for you, because she knows how to get it done better, okay? That's why, okay. Wow.
And then, you know, it's also a sad state of affairs when the city council goes and suspends Mark Ridley Thomas for all the corruption and the 20 federal indictments that were brought down upon Mark Ridley Thomas. You know what they went and did? They went and turned around and put a caretaker in charge because Mark Willie Thomas is no longer allowed to vote and represent the people of the 10th district. So you are no longer being represented. You don't have a voice. Does that mean they will no longer take our taxes, right? No taxation without representation.
That's true. That is the
point. But they're taxing you. They're taxing me.
That's true. A caretaker.
Yes, they put a babysitter instead of an adult who can actually make those decisions.
Okay, but that's an open. Does that mean he cannot vote? He doesn't have his seat. So that means there's an open vote seat there?
Yes, it means all those things. Yes.
You know, Grace, I'm learning about this political dance that we witness, that we go through. I always run. I say I'm not political, but I'm real political because, you know, we carry the sword of social justice, and that's a heavy sword to carry. But because you carry that sword of social justice, it's like, you know, to the ones who have dull swords or who don't even know how to hold the sword, I tell them that, you know, you better put that sword down before you cut yourself. It's like they don't want the strong power there. They don't want, so if there's an open seat, then someone should be appointed in that seat to carry that vote. So whoever it is, you know, and you know who I'm going to say that seat belongs to. You know how I feel about Grace U. Okay, so it's an appointed seat, and if they don't appoint someone, they should have a special election. Am I correct on that, or is that the way that goes?
Yes, they should. You know, the city council, when Mitch Englander had resigned, when the city council appointed Greg Smith, Greg Smith had voting power. Right, he served as a voting member on the city council.
Mm-hmm.
So it is possible to go ahead and fill with a voting member. And I think I would be ready for the job. I am eager to serve the residents of CD10. I would love to represent CD10 now. Wouldn't that be nice if the city council would appoint me to do the duties of a council member?
Well, you've been your District 10. You ran in District 10. You are District 10. You was for you. I'm not understanding that. How does this appointment come about? Does someone have to slate it out there, or is it a? How does that work?
It's all dependent on the city council. If the city council says it's done, then they do it. They vote upon it and make it happen. Just like they put Mark Chief of Staff as the caretaker for the time being.
Okay.
Very interesting, right?
So that's still not the same stew pot.
Exactly. There you go. See, so you understood.
I understand. That's why I'm always running from it. But no matter how I run, this person like yourself always grab me by my ponytail and throw me at So I guess that I'm learning, and the people need to know exactly how this goes, because when the community finds out about it, if they're unaware of how the flow of it and how it's done, then anything can be put out there. So it's all about the education. How can they be educated? Should they participate more in city council meetings, which they hold at 1 o'clock in the day when everybody's at work? We know all of that stuff. What can be done about that?
Exactly.
So it's for the people, by the people, and of the people, but the people are not there. And that's what I don't quite understand. You know, it just doesn't make sense to me. That's why I wanted you to come, and I'm so glad that you did come and give us. But if a person can be appointed, why would you? Okay, I'm hearing you.
Well,
dear.
No, I think if more people say, "Hey, what are you doing?" It's just like the recent redistricting that the city was working on for nearly the past year. The city council members and the mayor and the city attorney and the city controller appointed representatives to serve on the LA City Council Redistricting Commission, 21 members.
Okay.
There were more than 15,000 Angelenos who participated and gave input. So instead of going with the recommendation of these 21 individuals and 15,000 people's input, the city council decided to create an ad hoc committee to draw the lines, to redraw the lines. Sounds a little fishy, doesn't it?
Very fishy.
They didn't like it. Some of the city council members didn't like the way the district was drawn, and they said, well, you 21 people and you 15,000 people who gave your input, thank you. Mm-hmm. We're going to go ahead and create an ad hoc committee that will make the decision ourselves. And this is how I actually ended up getting involved in redistricting or in running for LA City Council. Because when we did this in 2021 or in 2011, I was just appalled at the dog and pony show that the city council put forth. So in a sense, I'm not surprised that 10 years later, they did the same. I'm just saddened that the city council, instead of going with the recommendation of the commissioners and the 15,000 individuals who gave their input, are choosing to let, you know, less than half a dozen people make decisions on how the line should be drawn.
So when you
unfathomable, you're speechless. You are speechless.
That's why I said I don't have patience. When I step up at the table, everybody get a frown because something is wrong with this picture. So when you step up in there and you have clean lenses on and the wax cleaned out your ear and make that mention, you're not too popular, but no, social justice people don't care about popularity, okay? They don't care about
right.
That. When you're moving from your heart, see, it's the heart that does the work. It's the voice and the heart, okay? So why have members? Why have it if you're just going to get in there and do what you want to do? But there has to be something done with that, and the reason why it continues to do is because it's the same old people. They just move from the north side of the room to the south side of the room. It's the same old clique. It's the same
clan, and
it's not going to change until that clan is broken up. But as long as there's someone there that can keep putting that glue there, they keep the sword carriers, swingers out, because some sword swingers are going to come in there and make a change. Change agents become change makers. So if you're a person that moves from your heart, that's trying to do the correct thing, then you up against something. But knowing you don't care because you too blue, authentic, and you've been talking about them for as long as I know. I remember when I met you. You had me out there in the middle of the street holding up a banner in my tennis shoes. I said, who is this woman? And after that, I've been moving with you ever since because you are true blue. You want things done. You want them done correctly, but it's what you... Something has to change. So if the caretaker is still in the same stew pot, then what are you doing here? If this person has done all of this wrong and all of these indictments, and why would you still stay in the stew pot and serve? I don't know.
I know. You and I see things eye to eye here.
And you go up, you can't get in. It's not like, it's not about what you know, it's who you know. But then you have to go in, and if you go in and shake up the apple cart, then, you know, you got the Mountie coming after you, right? But, you know, we know how to run,
right.
And we know how to stand, and we know how to sling them swords, too, so we don't care about that. Plus, we take vitamin D and take out vitamins, so we know how to dance around it. But it's so sad. I'm so glad that, because I'm confused, you know, people are all in it together, then you have this person, you throw, how can you indict someone and you haven't even, I don't understand any of it, me really. I think it's a, how can you say it, let's get over here and mess this up so we can do this over here and take everybody's mind off of this, but if you're indicted,
so
has he been to court?
No. So what this really means and why, you know, our American justice system says you are innocent until proven guilty.
Yes.
So some people are saying, well, Mark has not been proven guilty, and therefore he should be able to remain. But you see, when you're a public official, you have ethical duties, and you need to be above reproach. People need to be able to trust you, especially when you're in a position where a lot of money comes back and forth and you have a lot of power to yield influence on how public money, public tax dollars are used.
Okay.
And so it's a different criteria. It's not whether he is guilty or innocent. That will be determined by a court of law and a judge. But what has happened and the reason Mark Riley Thomas has been suspended from office is he has lost public trust.
Mm, okay.
That is why he has been suspended.
Okay. Okay.
And the city charter rules are such that it is when you have charges and you have criminal charges against you.
Mm.
That you can be suspended, and that is what the city council has chosen to do.
Mm. So you're on the up and up and following the charter on one way, but yet and still you got council members and that are set up for redistricting and 15,000 people, but you go the other way on them. I don't understand that either. So if it's the rule,
yes, that's incumbent upon people to continuously be hawks over our city council. It is so important that we continue to hold them accountable. They think no one is watching, that no one cares. But when literally it only takes a few hundred people, we're not even talking tens of thousands. But when people start acting, you know, the city council doesn't want to have to report and respond to all the people. That's not what they want to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe that's what they should do, huh? We need some reports. Yep. We need to know. But
yep.
Anything that's on a negative or anything that's going against someone or anything, and no matter who it is, everybody's all on top of it. But yet you don't have the courage, I'll say courage, to open up your mouth and ask some questions. But I understand because people don't like you to ask them questions. And there's a lot of uncourageous people that won't ask them. Everybody don't have a big mouth. Everybody don't know. So what they'll do is sit back and just go with the stuff that they hear. And a lot of times that's incorrect. The only way you're going to find
right.
out yourself is to get in there and dig it with yourself. I'm with, like Shirley Chisholm say, if they don't have a seat for you at the table, take your own chair. Okay? So
yes.
you have to
yes.
go up
yes.
in there. And with me, you know, I don't need no chair. I like to dance on top of the desk, me personally, so I don't even need to sit down. So that's why I keep low. And pick and choose which way, because they'll be chasing me down the streets because it's no sense in playing here. It's for the people, and by the people. And what I'm seeing is crazy. I don't understand redistricting. I know that splits up the count, that splits up because you use these districts to gather votes. You use these districts to make things happen, and then you go in and split them. What is that all about?
Exactly. So this is what's so crazy. If you look at the way the map looks at this time, you know, you're supposed to make it compact and continuous. But what they've done is create all of these tiny little connections. So instead of you being a nice big blob, you have like things that look like a centipede or a spider because you got all these little angles coming out instead mm-hmm. of a big chunk and then another big chunk because they're trying to get they being elected officials try to have a district where they think their supporters are. So it's not about real fair representation. It's about trying to make sure you have a district where you will continue to be in power mm-hmm. for your next election.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of just doing a good job and expecting people to, you know, support you for the good job you're doing, they are basically putting their thumb on the scale to make sure that they win, which isn't right.
No, it definitely is. It's just like someone run for this. You might not win, but run for it anyway. Well, if I run for anything, I intend to win. So I don't play that. You just need a name on the slate. I'm not thinking about you. Okay. And you know me, I get my little feet wet and then I'll pull back because I get angry and I don't, my temperament is like I'm not going to play your game. And it's so much out there. So I'm understanding now that you're sharing about the redistricting, but I'm not, and the committee members, why even have them, okay, if you're not going to listen to them? It's just like let's get all the information we can get, and whichever they want, we'll go the opposite way. That's information gathering. To see just where a person's minds are, what they're thinking.
Is why I was so, you know, adamant that when we come to redistricting, we seek the input of everyone that participated. That's democracy, but they're making a mockery of democracy.
I'm writing over here and I'm listening. My little brain cells are just moving around saying, what is going on? But that's why I'm so glad that I'm connected with you because you can give an update and have a person see how things are really going. And then it's up for them to be aware, to stay woke, pay attention. You know, speak up, speak out. Those people are voting into those positions. And did you forget you voted them in? So you can surely vote them out. But by them redistricting and doing things of that nature, they keep their clonies with them. Is that what? And that's just the best word I can use. They keep their fan club, okay? And anybody that's over in the edge of the north or in the middle over there that's not playing the cards right, let's redistrict and get them out the way. Because there'll be problems for us. I know we used to go to the neighborhood council meeting. And the meetings would be 3 hours, and they'd be arguing for two. Okay? I said, well, do they ever take care of anybody?
Exactly. That is not progress.
That is not what it is all about. But I do understand the public trust part of it, and that makes sense because if you have that kind of power, like you say, moving the money and yielding that power to yield and take it where you want to take it, you must be trusted. Because I'm deep on trust. If you do something that's trustful about me, I cannot be around you anymore. And that's just personal,
exactly.
Whatever. If that trust
right.
issue is
you and
broken.
That's so critical and so important, trust. If we can't trust you, we cannot work together.
No. Some people can play a game. Some people can grin in your face and act like it's okay. I'm not a pretender. And I don't ever intend to pretend. So because I know myself, if it's not right, it's not right. And I'm not going to smooth and make you think it is and will stay away from you because what I tell you, you won't be able to take. So in order to just ease on down the road, okay, in a positive
That's right. Ease on down. I'm with you. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Sayonara.
Yeah.
Adios.
Ease on down the road, and usually that individuals that do things like that or that have that type of behavior, they something about it, but you make them wonder, you know, because they never know where you're coming from. See, most people that do stuff, they wait no comments. They wait no, don't have none for you. just not going to deal with you. That's all. Not angry, not mad. I just don't deal with you because the trust is no longer there. Who wants to work with someone and you got to be figuring out what they mean or who I have? I have a person's that I've been dealing with organizations, and the minute that trust is broken, they got to go. They got to go. And it could be, it doesn't have to be about the organization. It's that personal behavior, because trust comes from within. That's you. That's you. So if your character is of such, I cannot be bothered with you. Goodbye.
You know, isn't it a shame that personal character is not as valued anymore?
No.
I think it's a shame.
Principles, characters, morals, none of that is there. And it's a hard cookie to swallow, because if you're a person about principle and you are in an environment where there's no principle, you don't fit in there and you won't stay in there. And because everyone, you know, it's like East Coast, West Coast, Southern. Southern people have Southern hospitality. East Coast people, New Yorkers, they have hospitality too, but they do it in a different way. But West Coast is like, it takes some taking, because the principles aren't there. And I cannot just say on particular, it can go anywhere in the globe. But if you're a person of principles and morals and values, you can't participate with those type of people unless you want to turn and become them. Me, I refuse to.
Right.
I refuse. I'm sorry. Mm-mm. Nope, not going to play your game, not going to deal. I'm just not going to do it. So I could be cutting off my own foot, but that's just, at least I'm chopping it off, you not, okay? So I feel better if I'm chopping off my foot instead of you trying to chop it off. So I'm glad that you're sharing this with us. I don't know if the members, if the city council, I cannot understand how you're going to put a caretaker there from the same stew pot. That don't make sense. So you're really not trying to change nothing. Or you're not going to get to the meat of anything. Because if that person is from your camp, then they move as you move. It's not making sense.
Right. You state it so eloquently that people understand you will not get anything different. If you put in someone's number two, it just doesn't work.
No.
You might as well continue to let him be in that office, in that position.
That's right. I had an attorney. He passed away. That boy was so bad that nobody wanted to sit across the table from him. But I keep in touch with the office, and I said, I don't have a problem, because I know that if I need you, that you got his training, and it's like he's still there anyway. You understand with that? If you're the number two person, then you move from the number one, and you're going to have habits as the number one, period. Or you know where the hidden things are. It just don't make sense to me. Clean house. No, nobody even
right.
from that stew. We don't want to eat that stew anymore. So is it a vote on it? And the persons that are voting on it, whose camp are they in? See, that's why I stay
lots
away.
Lots of questions that cannot be answered.
Mm. Oh, well, I'm answering them, because it'd be running through my mind, and do they want me to come up there and ask them or what? They'll be throwing chairs at me, but I know how to throw them chairs right back, too. Because if I step up there with some questions, I'm seeking some answers, the ones that satisfy me. But, okay, but who is this? You'll find out in a minute, okay? Because that squeaky wagon gets the oil, don't it? Mm-hmm. But I'm glad
yep.
you came to share, because I was listening. I'm hearing about the indictments. You hear about this. You hear about that. This is happening. You can't listen to that. You have to, because everybody has a different opinion, and who really knows what really happened? Who really knows? Only the ones that are being questioned at this time. But if there's something incorrect up in there, that trust value, then did you think that was going to go on forever? just say it is, and that was, do you think that it's going to not be found out? Or who knows?
Well, yep.
I don't know, Grace. I'm so glad that I know you, and I'm so glad that you, Y-O-O, is for you. And whenever I'm out there talking about you, I say, Grace, you is for you. That is for the people. How can we get you appointed? You need to go in there and get that seat. Is it 14, 15? Is it 15-man seat or 4? It's 15, right?
Well, there are 15 council members right now, and there are 14 people who are voting at this point. So you just need 8 votes, and then they can make me the person who has the authority to represent District 10 and be the special appointee.
Okay.
So now if the city council wanted to appoint me to this position, it is doable.
Mm-hmm. And who puts that recommendation?
So we'll put it out there into the airwaves.
Who puts that recommendation in, that full appointment for you?
Anyone of the city council members could.
Oh, I couldn't go in there, huh? They'd say who, because I'll call them and tell them what they need to do.
Well, you can do that. You know, the general public is allowed to say this. So, yes.
Are they having open in-person meetings now? It's still on that virtual stuff. I don't like that virtual stuff.
It's
I
the
like
virtual
it.
Stuff that you'd have to call into.
Okay. Well, we got some people that's in District 10. The District 10 is a big Durham district. We need representation. You don't get no tax money, that's all.
Yes, that's how it is.
The best way to hit a person is in the pocketbook. So we pay taxes in this district. We keep this district moving forward. So we need representation. We don't need a caretaker. And especially a number two person that's coming from the same stew pot. We want to taste some beef in that pot, okay? And is that why our assembly district is spidered out like it is? Because this assembly of 53 is like spidered all over the place. Is that why that's like that? It's not in a big law?
Yes, when people are drawing these lines, it is the elected officials who draw these lines. The city, if you looked at the map, you'd be like, how in the world did they come up with this? It just doesn't look right.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to look at it. And you'll know. You're like, this seems a little weird.
Yeah, because this assembly district goes north, south, east, and west. What is that doing over there? I remember, was it 2019, when the voting was in Ball Heights, and it was funny to me. I said, oh boy, I'm getting a real deal of politics now. I was just looking at that stuff. I said, this don't even make sense to me. It doesn't make sense to me.
There are so many things that do not make sense to people who would like to see rhyme and reason and order and procedure. So,
but they don't want to let you in because your lenses is too clear. They need somebody fogged up and choked up and scared to say anything. That's what I'm looking at here, and that's not me. So I can't do that. It was like one particular time. I was working with a speech bureau, and I when I met the lady, I said, excuse me. I said, I've been speaking a long time. I'm just coming to get some of your information to add into my toolkit. I said, but if you think that I'm going to be standing up there in an evening gown with a red rose in my mouth creating Shakespeare, I'm not that girl. I'm not her. Okay? You already know what you can do, what you will do. And I just don't like the phonyism. It's like you're lying. You're not telling the truth. You're phony. I don't feel your heart. And that's, you see more of that than anything. So it's a turn off. But you cannot turn off because you got to get in there and shake it up. So you have to, like, just take a strong pill and go ask some questions. Well, this is information to my ears. 15,000 people, and you go with it with an ad hoc, that don't make sense. So what is the city, like, city council? You have everyone in there. Now, where is Holly? Where is she? Holly Mitchell. See, I don't keep up.
She's a supervisor. She's on the county level. There are 88 cities within the county, and she oversees the county.
Okay.
Now, Linda, I want to thank you once again for letting me join you and share wonderful information with the audience. I am so delighted to always be able to share with you and be so warmly received. And I wish you a good evening to you and to all the listeners. And thank you, and hope to join you again.
Grace, we're going to keep you on here as much as we possibly can for this community connection. And we appreciate you for coming and giving this us and opening up our eyes so we can cleanse our lens. People out there, this is Grace You. Grace, I'm going to figure out. I think they need to appoint you in that seat. That was your seat anyway, as far as I'm concerned. And I'm just going to put it out there. And on that note, we're going to say have a wonderful evening. I will be contacting you. Grace You for you. Heartfelt, authentic, and we'll get the job done. Grace, we love you. Tell the family hello. And please be safe out there.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank
okay.
you. Have a great one.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at
the land.